Kyle Van Zion alongside Jason Spain, Lucas Dolengowski. Like always, the Cheap Seats brought to you by Bubba Q's Barbecue. Hope you're staying dry out there. Very wet evening in Gainesville. With that said, now we'd like to welcome in our guest for the program, John Campanella, the Westerfield High School football coach up in Connecticut, Tyler Murphy's high school football coach. Coach, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right, Coach. So the big guy on campus in the past 48 hours, Tyler Murphy, came in against Tennessee and impressed us all, something I'm sure you saw a lot of in high school. How impressed were you with his performance on Saturday?
I thought he did a great job. I thought he played within himself. I thought he was composed. I wasn't surprised. I know what kind of kid he is. I know how dedicated he is. But I was absolutely thrilled for him for all the hard work he's done to put himself in the situation and then for it to all pay off like that.
Coach, his senior year under you in high school, he only threw for 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, but he had 15 rushing touchdowns. We saw a guy who was very comfortable in the pocket on Saturday, but was willing to go out and run when he didn't have anything downfield. What type of quarterback is Tyler Murphy?
Well, for us, we did a lot more running with him than throwing. I mean, we had thrown, but he was such a dynamic runner for us that he was like, that was his strength for us. I think he worked real hard at his passing. He was a good thrower for us, but I think since high school, he's become a much better thrower. In high school, he did a lot of things with his legs. He was an all-state kick returner for us. He had 3 punt returns, 2 kickoff returns. A lot of his rushing touchdown was really from him. And he also had a lot of touchdowns called back. So he was actually an outstanding runner as a quarterback in high school.
Hey, Coach, it's Lucas. Tyler Murphy now, one game under his belt against Tennessee, and now he's the guy for the rest of the year. What advice and, what kind of tips would you have for him going forward, especially with the meat of the SEC coming up?
I mean, just keep on doing the things he's doing. I'm sure he's being well coached here. I think he's playing within himself. I'm sure the problem is going to come up with a package that's going to be to his strengths. And he's a hard worker. He does all the little things correctly. So I think he's been preparing himself right along. I think he put himself in a very good situation by getting himself ready since he's been there, and especially over the last couple months. Just do what he keeps on doing.
Hey, Coach, Jason Spain here. Where were you when you heard that Tyler Murphy was being put in the game, and what was your reaction when you heard it?
Well, actually, I made a point of being home by 3:30 to watch the game. We had played our game Friday night, and kind of watched it with hoping that he gets some of the repetition. So I was actually home in my own house watching it.
And your response was probably about damn time, right?
I'm sorry?
Your response was, what, about damn time he got in there?
Well, I was just happy for him. Yeah. I always wanted him to get the shot, and I thought if he got the shot, he would be okay. And he got the opportunity, and he made the best of it. I was just absolutely thrilled for him.
You're listening to the Cheap Seats here on ESPN 850 WRUF, joined by John Campanello, Tyler Murphy's high school football coach. So, Coach, what Florida fans have been able to see of him from under center is about three-quarters – a little bit more than three-quarters of action. You saw a lot of him. What is the ceiling for Tyler Murphy?
What is the ceiling? that's a good question. I think, as the game went on, he looked more and more comfortable. And I think as he goes along, they're going to give him as much as he can handle. And I think as long as he keeps on doing what he's doing, he's going to be able to handle more and more. And he's a confident kid, and he's confident because he works hard at what he does. So, it's no telling. I mean, I hope the sky's a little bit for him, but I'm sure they're going to put him in a good position for that to happen.
Coach, could you talk about you've discussed a lot about what the player Tyler Murphy is, but could you maybe talk about give us a little bit of insight as to the person Tyler Murphy is?
Well, actually, Tyler's a well-respected person. He's an extremely hard worker. During the off-season, when he played other sports, like he did basketball, he did track, he'd come to the weight room and he's lifting like 6:30 in the morning to get his full workout in. So I would meet him before school and he gets full workout in. And a lot of times it's him and myself here, and he worked hard. I mean, he came here, it wasn't like he took it easy, and he was consistent with that. He'd be waiting for me to come here. That was one thing. He was also very good in the classroom. He worked with special needs students within the school. So he was part of that program. He's always been extremely humble and within himself. And even after the game, I thought his quotes were excellent, but that's Tyler. That's the kind of kid he is. And he's very well respected amongst everybody here. I mean, the talent is actually thrilled for him. And the whole time, I have more people asking, did you watch the game? Everybody in the whole school is just thrilled for him because of what kind of kid he is.
Well, it sounds like there's a bunch of Gator fans up there now in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Coach.
There is some weather still.
Coach, how's your relationship with Tyler now? When was the last time you talked to him? Have you gotten to talk to him since the game?
I just basically just texting back and forth, you know. So we text back and forth, and, you know, good luck. And he'll text me, how did you do last week? Or, you know, good luck this year, and I'll do the same thing for you. That's how we go back and forth usually is through texts.
Coach, you know, Kyle mentioned, you know, there's only been a small sample size, but you've seen him for a long time. What do you think? There's some, you know, one or two things that Tyler should need to work on going forward, especially, you know, in big time college football.
You know, I don't see him enough down there, what he's doing. So as far as what he needs to work on, as far as mechanics and different things like that, I'm not probably in a good position right now to say that because I haven't seen him down there in practice and everything else like that. I just know that he has some of the qualities. You know, obviously the exposure down there and all the limelight, but I think he handles that kind of stuff very, very, very well as far as being within himself and not getting too caught up in all the drama. And I think that's a strong part of Tyler.
That is Coach Campanello, Tyler Murphy's high school football coach. Coach, I know you have another interview coming up in just a few minutes. I'm sure your phone's been off the hook. Everybody wants to know about Tyler Murphy.
Yeah, there have been quite a bit of calls, but, you know, it's an easy interview. We'll be talking about Tyler. There's so many good things to say about him.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us here on ESPN Radio, and good luck to you and your team as well this year.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Coach John.